Vice President, we'd like to welcome the delegation of Kiribati and thank them for the presentation of their national report. We congratulate the country on the progress made in implementing the recommendations stemming from the second UPR cycle and for ratifying in July 2019 the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman and Degrading Treatment. We would urge them to implement in their legislation this convention by criminalizing torture and adopting measures to prevent it. We recognize the efforts made by your government to address the human rights challenges that arise from the greater vulnerability of the country because of climate change and the serious meteorological phenomena. We would highlight the inclusion of the gender perspective and the needs of girls and adolescents in your disaster risk management policies. But we're concerned at the persistence of sexual abuse against children and child labour, despite your existing legislation which punishes it. Also concerned at the persistence of gender stereotypes which hamper the political participation and economic participation of women. We would therefore respectfully recommend the following. One, that you extend an open and standing invitation to the Council's special procedures. Two, you intensify application of your existing legislation against sexual exploitation of children and adolescents, including awareness-raising public campaigns to prevent and combat such offences. Three, that you adopt measures to decriminalise consensual sexual relations between adults of the same sex. Thank you.